Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Fitness First Podcast. I'm your host, Jake Mays of Jake's Fitness Nutrition Coaching. And today I'm going to be explaining to you why you absolutely do need rest days and why people that tell you don't typically don't know what they're talking about. And I'm also going to explain what they mean when some people who do know what they're talking about, but they say they don't take rest days. I'm going to kind of break that down for you as well. So I know a lot of people who listen to this maybe aren't into CrossFit. When there was a guy that won the CrossFit Games every year, and his name was Rich Froning, and he basically described his training schedule as how nobody else would do it. Like, he trained all the time. He didn't eat very much. He didn't drink a lot of water, and he still was the fittest man on earth every year from like 2011 to 2014. And so it's not just him, and there's people in bodybuilding that say they don't take days off, and there's people in powerlifting that say they don't take days off. And honestly, most of that's bullshit, in the sense that a lot of people take that at face value and say because they don't take days off, they're training hard every day, and that's not actually what they mean. So even take a guy like Rich Froning, for instance. He didn't train hard every single day. He had a day or two a week that would be considered an active rest day. And truthfully, I wouldn't even recommend that. I would 100% recommend taking 1 to 2 full days off during the week. I take 2 full days off every week. And it gives my brain time to relax, gives my body time to relax. And I would definitely recommend doing that. But an active rest day is going to be like a slow walk. Okay, so nothing that gets your heart rate super high, nothing that drives the intensity up super high, just things that are super easy on your body, on your mind, on your cardiovascular system, on your muscles. And the reason we want to do that is because a lot of times through really hard training, we experience something called central nervous system fatigue. Central nervous system fatigue is going to be when you feel sluggish, like you can't wake up, your reaction time slows down, your muscles aren't healing as quickly as they could. And the reason for that is because you've driven your stress up to an extreme point. And through training, a lot of times it's going to happen, but we don't want to live in a constant state of that. And that's where a lot of times you hear people start to talk about cortisol and how cortisol plays a factor in fat loss and losing, or sorry, in gaining muscle, or I guess if your cortisol is too high, how you would lose muscle. That's basically what they're talking about. So you can overtrain, quote, overtrain, to the point to where your central nervous system is really fatigued. You're not going to get much out of training. Your results will suffer. And ultimately, your day-to-day and your general emotions will start to suffer. So we want to avoid that to the best of our abilities. And the way we're going to do that is by taking those necessary rest days. So I'm going to title this something along the lines of why you don't need rest days, to get all the people who think they don't need rest days onto here to listen to why you absolutely do need it and the science to why you need it. Now, there's going to be bros online that say that you're a bitch and that you don't need it and that you absolutely should get through it because of mental toughness or whatever. And it's just not necessarily a smart way to train. Like, I know David Goggins is one of like the main cover boys of mental toughness, and he definitely is. Like, I mean, his mental fortitude is insane. But for everyday people, I feel like it is probably a little too much. Sorry about that. I feel like his mental fortitude is probably a bit too much in terms of like people that just need to get in shape. Like, most people will adopt what he says and then turn it into this lifestyle that they can't sustain. And then it creates this cycle of starting and failing and starting and failing and starting and failing, because they think if they can't be hard as fuck, quote David Goggins there, if they can't be hard as fuck, then they can't do it. Then what they're doing isn't worth the time. And nothing could be further from that. If you're doing something, it's better than nothing. It's kind of like the whole 10,000 steps thing when it comes to walking and weight loss. 10,000 steps is a really good measure up to a point. For instance, myself, coming out of like competitive CrossFit a couple years ago, 10,000 steps, while it's still a good activity goal, probably was not going to make me any fitter. And it probably wasn't going to make me any stronger than I was, because I was already really fit. for somebody that isn't doing a lot and they're sitting on the couch a lot, 10,000 steps is going to be a great day. And to tie that back around to rest days, you know, 10,000 steps is one of those things that you typically don't need a rest day from. If you're severely overweight or really obese, then it's possible that your body weight has gotten to a point to where the 10,000 steps is pretty fatiguing and you may need to take a day off from that too. So the biggest takeaway here, guys, is to not be scared of rest days and to not let, you know, lifting bros online convince you that you're a bitch or you're a wuss if you're deciding to take a rest day or two rest days. The way it typically goes for me and my wife when we train is, you know, we'll do bodybuilding like 3 days a week during the day. We'll go to our CrossFit gym to work out, you know, 4 to 5 days as well. And so, you know, we'll have 2 days in there. But that middle session that we do during the day is not very intense at all. I mean, we do start to break a sweat in summertime. It just gets hot in there, but it's definitely not killer by any means. I feel perfectly fine when I get home. I don't need any like caffeine after that session. Now, the one in the evening, I definitely get more tired. I feel like I could go to sleep sooner after a workout like that because it is CrossFit. It's supposed to be more intense. But the main takeaway to that is it's either Wednesday or Thursday each week, and then Sunday every week, we take those full days off. No active recovery, none of that stuff. The most thing that we do every day is walk our dog. And again, when you're looking at fitness on a continuum, for how fit, I mean, we used to be, I mean, we're still pretty fit, but how fit we used to be compared to like walking as an activity, it's not very intense for us. But bottom line, guys, rest days are absolutely essential for long-term results and maintaining a healthy hormone balance, healthy muscle rejuvenation, and ultimately just feeling good. So it's okay. Don't worry about taking rest days. They will help your weight loss long-term. So if you want more information about how to lose weight and keep it off for good, you can find me and my team at Jake's Coaching on Instagram or www.jakescoaching.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.